Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
These people sound like they're yodeling underwater.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ in the studio with me. We got Barry the... barely the bugger.
Barely the googler.
He's barely a googler, too.
Bear diver.
Yeah. We got Jerry the diver guy, Vinny Two Tanks. Casey the tobacco nut has joined us to ensure.
To save the show, mind you. I got your SOS.
There we go down in flames.
Cut the humble
seal
act.
The deal. They showed up just in the nick of time to do that. But we got Kenny from Sweetwater Scuba with us as well, regretting his decision to join us, but that's fine. He fits in well with our crew, kind of, you know, brings it up, just a notch. Barry the bugger, what say you?
All right, Tennessee Reef is a coral reef located within the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary. It lies to the southeast of Long Key. It consists of downed deep spur and groove reef. Much of the reef is designated as research only zone. It's located at 24.46 degrees north latitude, 80.45 degrees west longitude.
Right. Well, that means there is a lighthouse.
There is a reef light there.
Yeah. But I'm wondering if that's the case, it's going to be off limits for open circuit scuba diving around it. It sounds like to me.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, scallop eggs. Yeah. Well, they're saying it's designated as research only. Does that mean you can't go fishing or anything? But
yeah, I don't know.
It means you couldn't dive.
Yeah, maybe. No, you can't go fishing. They'll have the yellow buoys.
Well, it's the word only.
Well, it's in the sanctuary, so it's probably definitely no take. But that might be a no go zone if it's research only.
But it's okay. They're going to drop a building on it, so. You know,
it's more like a little Winnebago, according to Greg.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do wonder if we put our crew in there. Like, I mean, the thing is, it's just like a giant.
What can we say? We're researching.
Well, it wouldn't matter.
We have to tell them.
I mean, how many days or nights in an underwater habitat do you think four of our crew could last anyway?
Depends on who's down there.
Yeah. You kill each other in one night.
Right.
Who would be the first to be pushed through the porthole?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, I mean,
I'm not pushing anybody in their porthole.
You'd be, be voted off the island, off the habitat
immediately.
I mean, if you put Casey, Jerry, Barry, and Casey in one of these things,
Casey, Jerry, Barry, and Casey again.
Yeah,
I'm good, but I can't be in two places.
Are you going to clone him?
Yeah, Jerry. What did I say?
Casey and Casey.
Oh, well, you Casey, with Jerry, Casey Barry, and Jerry. Casey. Bear Jerry kind of one.
How about Kenny, Casey, Barry, and Jerry?
Well, you have a preference of the three that you would like to share area with?
Well, CJ, I think, is going to be manning the helm at the office there, and Vinny's going to be doing his Vinny thing.
Which is what, exactly?
I don't know.
What happens if we suddenly discover that Gay Bigfoot is a diver and he wants to join?
Well, no, I mean, when you guys fall asleep and Jerry breaks out in a night terror, like, Gay Bigfoot, no, gosh, no.
Sleeping in a room with this bunch would probably be a night terror.
Be a dream. Okay, gotcha. So,
not terrible.
No, but in all honesty, I mean, do you guys think you could last?
You'd have to bring a lot of apple pie down with you, Jerry.
Well, I mean, how many nights, honestly, if it was Casey, Vinny.
What's apple pie got Barry, to do with anything?
Yeah. He's just trying to impress you.
Oh, okay.
But Casey, Vinny, Barry, and Jerry. If you guys, how many days do you think you could do in an underwater habitat at 40, 50 feet like that?
That depends on how much beer you stock it with.
Is somebody paying us?
No. I'm just wondering if you think you guys could live together for a few days underwater and not
Nobody's
kill each
paying
other.
Me?
No one's paying you, no. Well, it's
about 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's about right.
All right. Well, Vinny and
I don't know. Casey. Somebody might paid off one of them, Casey.
Paid off
probably
on
me.
What?
I probably that? Paid off. Yeah. One
so
of them.
So both Vinny and Casey are going to bail at 30 minutes and leave Bear Jared to their wilds.
No, if everybody's gone, I'm gone.
Period. Uh-huh. It's all mine.
Unless, yeah. Unless oh, so Barry
down some apple pie.
Barry, no, I can be by myself. I'll read a book. I'll log into Scuba Radio.
There's no Google in underwater, Barry. Why not? No cell service.
Are they going to have helium in that tank so I sound like Mickey Mouse when I talk?
You already do.
Yeah.
What?
No, I don't. I don't talk like Mickey Mouse.
Oh, quit. You guys in your pillow talk, amazing. Please. No, but seriously, I mean, so Casey, you don't think you'd last long? Sarah, if you were,
I could last as long let me
put it this way. What if you were being paid? What if you, I mean, how, what would you say? Okay. I'll commit to how many days underwater in a habitat? What do you think you could
how
do?
How long you want me to stay? I don't care.
Money is, that's the motivator to make you have it.
Money's a big motivator, but you know, as long as I had food and drink.
Well, yeah, food and drink, you'd be able to dive outside the habitat.
And you smoke cigars.
The question is, Greg, what's the maximum amount of money is being paid for how many days?
So it would be a total money thing for you, then, is what you're saying. You wouldn't want to do it just for the experience?
So
I mean, what about for the experience of being able to say, hey, I lived in an underwater habitat?
What if you could be in the Guinness Book of World Records?
Yeah. Yeah. What about a Guinness Book?
That's it.
What?
1 or 2 days would be fine without getting paid.
Yeah. Well, you know, some 61-year-old dude in Norway just got in the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest underwater walk. He put on like 50 pounds.
Another underwater dive.
Yeah. No. I mean, but think about this. This guy did it. He just put on a bunch of weight and walked back and forth under a pool for like 400 feet. And evidently that was a world record
that's
or something.
That's kind
of maybe
breath?
A yard. I don't know.
Was that one breath?
Yeah, one breath. Free dive. Yeah.
They're getting ready to do the longest dive again here at home in a few months.
Yeah, but that takes way too much time. I think if we said.
How long do you have to train for that? At least a year, right?
Oh,
probably longer.
I don't know.
What's the record for staying underwater in a habitat? It's got to be a record.
Well, we talked to the guy who just broke it. It was like over 100 days.
What's the record for holding someone's head in a toilet? That's how you start training.
About 5 minutes.
Okay. See, Barry's already done it.
All right. We got to start.
Well, if I was going to do it, I'd do it for at least break the record.
Really? You would have, that was one guy living, he lived underwater for over 100 days. It was at Jules. He did it last year.
Yeah. Jules, yeah.
Yeah. But if we did four of you, I mean, that'd be a different category. Four guys living underwater. How long could they last? And maybe set up our new category for.
Well, you could always rent out Jules to do that.
Well, no, maybe we can use this new habitat.
Let us use anything new.
Listen, 4 months underwater is a long time.
But you need an excuse to tell them what you're researching.
The last time I went up into Jules, which was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was damp. It was stinky. You could tell it never dries out. There's no dry area.
Yeah. Way to sell it.
But this new place should be clean and nice for a while.
Oh, so okay. It should be. That's what I'm saying. If we had a new place to explore or, you know, put the four of you guys down under, I would think it would be an amazing experiment just to see if indeed you guys would live.
I want to know.
I mean, you don't get along on the radio show here every Saturday.
I want to know why you don't want to be involved.
Why someone has to document the record?
You see, I knew he's going to.
I got to sit back and watch the show. I'm your liaison to the world and let them know that you're
a world. He's a world traveler. We're just flunkies.
The question is, Greg,
you said
how long could you stay down there?
What do you mean? I wouldn't go down there with you guys. Are you kidding me?
No. Just by yourself. How long could you stay down there before you go bonkers?
Oh, I don't need to. I have no desire to.
But I guarantee I'll stay down there before longer than the other three after they leave. I guarantee you that.
Okay. I don't even know what that means. They're arguing amongst themselves. They haven't even went underwater to live in the habitat yet. God help us.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.